Horizons for the Blind has been very innovative, especially in recent years. So we have asked them to come and tell us about the stuff that they're doing, the new stuff. So I'm trying to look for the title of this because I can't remember what it is off the top of my head. Equality, it's your right. So Byron, I'm going to let you introduce yourself and your coworkers, please. And without further ado, we have Horizons for the Blind. Thank you.
I'm not sure how I'm going to launch sound effects from over here.
You're probably not. I guess we're going to have to get somebody to do it for you.
There's an app for that. I'm Byron Lee, and Aaron Mason and George McKenzie are here, and I will hand it off to Aaron Mason to get us started.
Can everybody hear me okay? Everything all right? Well, as Byron said, I'm Aaron Mason. I'm the marketing manager at Horizons for the Blind. So if anybody gets those annoying spam emails or buy this or go there, that's me. I'm one of those annoying people. So. Now I'm going to annoy you in person. Anyway, Horizons for the Blind. We are a nonprofit 501c3 organization, and our big problem is people ask us, what do we do at Horizons? The thing is, we do so many things at Horizons, it's hard to get it all in one setting. So I'm going to start with a little history and a little background. Horizons was started by a woman by the name of Camille Caffarelli back in 1977 out of her basement. Yes, everybody knows Camille, right? So she had two volunteers, and they started doing tactile pictures and displays for places like the Botanical Gardens and the Field Museum, the Shedd Aquarium. And since then, it's expanded to we're at between 55 and 60 employees, half of which are blind or visually impaired. So, and our primary business, though, is bill processing. So we do a lot of Braille and large print transcription services. We have, as I said, the tactile pictures that Camille is very fond of. As a matter of fact, we just started working with tactile greeting cards. So anybody wants a Braille tactile Christmas card or Thanksgiving, anything like that, we make those. We have our gadget gallery, which is a small store, and we're very proud of this because we're trying a new concept. There's a lot of things out there that they say are accessible, but only do part of the things they're supposed to, right? Yeah, I mean, anybody have those talking thermometers or anything? And, you know, they don't do half of what they're supposed to. So we're trying to set a precedence and make sure that everything that comes through our store is completely accessible, whether it be visually, whether it be with Braille, large print, or auditory instructions from the device itself. So we're pretty proud of that. We'll hit some others when we get through the presentation. We have a great group for anybody who lives in Illinois or closer to the Chicago area. We have the Weekenders. It's $10 a year, and we do all kinds of events. We go to all kinds of places. Anybody like the races, racetracks, horse races?
Yeah. Come on, guys. I know you all like to gamble. Don't be shy.
Yeah, we go to casinos. We go to the horse races. We go to the Amish community, and we look around there, buy things. We do all kinds of events. We have a general meeting coming up on November 7th, or sorry, 2nd, if anybody would like to come. Just give us a call at Horizons. Dial number 4 for the Horizons Weekend info line. Like I said, it's hard to tell everything we do in such a short time. But I'm going to turn it over to George here, and he's going to talk a little bit more about billing statements and why having accessible billing statements is so important.
Aaron, before George goes, if you want to call Horizons and hear the information line for Weekenders, our number is 815-444-8800, and the information line is option 4.
I was saving that for the end.
Oh, well, you get to say it again.
Hi, it's good to see you all. I'm George McKenzie, and I work at Horizons. I've actually only worked there about 5 months. I work in the bill processing area, but somehow I got invited to come down here and talk with Aaron and Byron about what we do and why it's so important. If you think about the title of our presentation, Equality, It's Your Right, this is a really exciting time to live in America, and it's a really exciting time to be a blind person because of all of the legislation that has gone through and is going through to try to help us gain a level footing and some and a sense of equality. And equality is really what Horizons is all about. Of all the things Aaron told you about that we do, it's all centered on the notion that for blind people to have equal access gives them a sense of independence and a sense of equality that you don't get without those things. And that's why Horizons does what we do. I mean, if you think about it, let me ask by applause, how many of you handle your own finances and have a bank account? Yeah. How many of you get your bank account statement in a braille or large print or audio format that's accessible just for you? Yes. You notice the difference there. The problem is that if you don't get it in an accessible format, you're giving up individual independence. I mean, and I'm one of the people who didn't applaud. The stuff comes into my house, my wife reads it to me if it's for me, even if it's my birthday card from my mom. Thank goodness I don't have a girlfriend or she'd read that stuff to me too and it would get me in a lot of trouble. But that takes away my own independence and freedom, which I guess I'm glad to give up to my wife, but it makes me lazy because I'm partial and I have a CCTV in the basement. I could take my stuff downstairs and read it to myself if I had to. So thinking of it from that perspective, if you're not getting your statements in an accessible format, you're giving up some of your independence. You're also giving up some freedom in terms of convenience because when the mail comes into the house, I have to wait for my wife to come home to read it to me. Or if you have someone come read to you, you have to do it on their terms, not just your terms. Whereas if you take advantage of getting an accessible statement, then you can handle your own personal finances in a manner and a time that's convenient to you. And finally, it gives us freedom from the actual billers, because if you're like me, you're thinking, well, heck, even if I don't get my material in an accessible format, I might be able to go online and use technology to get the material I need for me. But that, again, is putting me on the terms of the biller who's sending me the information, even though I'm the person initiating grabbing it by going online. Because if I can't get on the internet or if he doesn't carry enough information in a back file, I'm out of luck. So that's why part of what we want to stress is for your own sense of equality, you need to be thinking about becoming independent from the need to do things with other people's help, whether it's remote or in another format. I'm going to have Byron talk about another initiative that we have that's really exciting that gives people another different sense of accessibility and freedom, and that's our Directions for Me initiative.
You know, you guys have heard of great figures in history getting injured in some way and then having some sort of inspiring idea. Benjamin Franklin getting struck by lightning while he's flying his kite out in the rain. Isaac Newton sitting under a tree and conk, an apple falls on his head. I'd like to believe this story is true, that Camille was sitting in her kitchen and one day a cake mix just falls out of the cabinet and, you know, smacks her right in the noggin.
All right, Doc Brown.
If that's true or not. But I just want to believe it for one minute. Anyway, Camille came up with a really cool idea a while ago for a website where you could type in the name of a cake mix that falls out of the cabinet and hits you on the head, and you can figure out how to make it. She doesn't have to wait for her husband to come home and tell her what the box says. She doesn't have to wait for some other sighted person to read it or scan it on a flatbed scanner. You guys ever tried in the old days to scan a box on a flatbed scanner and the directions are on the side? And so you're cutting boxes apart? I mean, it's ridiculous. So Camille said, we should figure out a way to get around that. So she came up with the idea of directionsforme.org. And that's directions, the word for, not the number, but the word for, me.org. And it does just that. You type in the name of a thing you want to make, and it gives you all the instructions. You could also use a barcode scanner as well, and it will identify the item right away, so you don't have to guess what you've got. How many of you guys like to stop drinking caffeine at about 7 o'clock so you're not up all night? Yeah? Okay. Well, you live in a house full of sighted people sometimes. They like to move stuff around or put things in different places.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So
especially the remote control.
Yeah. So the Sprite and the Coke get moved around, and now you can't figure out which is which. Now you can scan that can and find out what it is. Really funny. We were demonstrating our barcode scanner one day at an event, and we had some roll-on deodorant, and we also had some roll-on icy hot. And people would feel the bottle and say, I want you to take your best guess. Deodorant. They'd scan it and it would say, icy hot. I'm like, I don't think you want that. I don't think you want that under your armpits. So anyway, that's what directions for me. So I hope that you guys will all go check it out. Also, we are hoping to get some funding to keep the project going because, guys, I'll tell you what, it sounds like a really easy, basic idea, but it's expensive. Our database that we pay for every year is around $25,000 a year. So if you use directions for me, if you get use out of it and you don't want it to go away, I hope that you will go to the website and there is now a new link that says something to the effect of, you know, help directions for me, spread the word or something like that. And there's a donate link there. And there are also other action points you can do to help us, such as spreading the word to other people to use the site and to donate. And also, if any of you have a family member or a friend that works in the food packaging industry, let's say your rich uncle who owns Kraft Macaroni and Cheese, give him our phone number because perhaps we can work with a manufacturer like that to bring in some money to the website. And that's all I have.
No, you forgot to mention a couple things that are important, Byron, that website, which is not, it doesn't just give you the directions on how to make things, but it gives you nutritional information, allergy information, reaction information. So it gives you everything that's on the package, not just directions. And some of that can be really important from other health and safety perspectives.
Mm-hmm. Then it's not just for food. We have health and beauty aids, makeup, prescription labels, things like that. So it's not just for food. It's for anything you can use in your home.
Like that last remote that somebody cited moved.
Well, I don't know. Do we have directions for that?
Yeah.
No. Well, sure then, see, there you go. All right. Well, speaking of food, I'm going to talk a little bit about menus. I'm assuming we all have Braille and large print menus here today. No? We don't? Well, you see, you guys should have called me, and I could have got them for you. You meant to call me? All right, well, I'll remind you early next year. So, okay, well, now we're all in the situation where we go, no Braille menus. So, we've all been in that situation where we go into the restaurant and you say, do you have any Braille menus or large print menus? And what are we normally here? No. Okay, well, could you read me the menu? Okay, well, what are you in the mood for? It's not what I asked. I said, can you read me the menu? Right? I don't know what I'm in the mood for. That's why I wanted to look at the menu. So a part of being independent and being
equal
and being your own self-advocate is speaking up and saying, okay, you know what? You don't have Braille menus. Well, here's a place where you can go to get them. But I personally have a problem anytime I've gone anywhere, they don't have menus. You know, you got the waitress running back and forth. She's like, oh, well, I'm going to read you this part, or we're just going to tell you what I like. Anybody encounter that? You know, this is what I like, or how about just the specials, or, you know, something along those lines. So it's very important when you're out in public at a restaurant, be it a movie theater, whatever, anywhere that has menus, such as the hotel here. If you want to be more independent and have a more relaxed atmosphere and enjoy yourself more, you want that Braille menu so you can say, okay, there's a lot of stuff here. Let's take our time. Ooh, hey, you know what? I've got $33. Maybe I'll get the filet mignon. Or, oh, you know what? I've only got like $2. I'm getting a bowl of soup. I mean, so it makes it so much easier. You feel so much better, more relaxed when you've got your menus in front of you, like sighted people. I mean, they're able to go through, take their time. The waitress doesn't give them a hassle because, you know, you're taking up all their time, right? So if anybody has a favorite place they like to go or a restaurant they'd love to go to all the time, whether you know the menu or not, because menus change just like everything else, have them give me a call and we'll get you guys some Braille menus or large print menus, all right? So, I'm going to... Your table manners are a crying
shame. You're playing with your food to some kind of game. Thanks for the interruption, Byron.
So with that being said, and talking about being independent and equal and advocacy, I'm going to turn it over to George for a little bit more about that.
The real theme of our talk and the reason we wanted to come here and talk to you is to talk about what Horizons does, but really to stress the message that equality begins with each of us. And in order to, you know, we can talk about having a lot of great tools at our disposal. The ADA gives us a lot of rights. Equality is our right. But how do we get to actually access those rights, have them become part of our lives? And with rights comes responsibilities, right? I mean, we all know that. I teach Boy Scouts citizenship every year, and we talk about rights and responsibilities when we're talking about the Bill of Rights. But if we have the right to equality, we have the responsibility to help ourselves become equal and to become our own advocates, is really what I want to say. An advocate is somebody who speaks out on behalf of a person with their permission. I mean, Rose talked about being an advocate for the NFB in Washington, and she's an advocate, and we all know what lobbyists do. But advocacy really needs to start with each of us. Okay, we want to send a message of personal advocacy. And I guess I want to tell a little story about my own beginnings in personal advocacy because it's kind of formed who I've become as a blind person. And this took place many years ago. I was taking a class at Roosevelt University that I needed to have to graduate. It was a statistics class. Oh my gosh, the blind guy taking the math class, right? And the teacher got up in front of the class and started writing things on the board and saying, well, you multiply this times this, and then you divide it by that, and you'll get 37. I hear some yes. We've experienced this in our lives, correct? Well, I realized that wasn't going to work for me, so at first I tried talking to the teacher. He said he understood my situation and he would change, but old dogs don't learn new tricks, and the next week he was the same. So I took my advocacy one step further, and I went to the professor that had taught me the previous math class in the program, Professor Payne. It was not as painful as it sounds. And she was listened to my situation and could understand what I was going through, but she really said, well, I'm not sure what I can do to help you. And I said, well, I can tell you what you can do to help. You can take me on as an independent study student. I mean, you're qualified to teach the course that I'm having trouble with. And she agreed that she could do that, but I was going to need to get some permission because she didn't want to step on any toes. So she said, if the dean of the school will agree to this, we'll go ahead and do it. So my next step was the dean's office. I called the dean on the phone. He was very accommodating. I explained the situation. I explained that Professor Payne had agreed to handle me as an independent study student. And basically he said, well, since you seem to have it all worked out and Professor Payne is agreeable, I'll check with her, but if all that's correct, I'm going to push through the paperwork and you can pursue the class on an independent basis with Professor Payne and you won't have to take the class with Mr. Multiply This Times That Guy anymore. So, I mean, the good news is that it worked out for me, but it really taught me that to get my rights, to get what I needed, I had to be the person who spoke up and asked for it. And it also taught me what I like to call the four P's of personal advocacy. And those are politeness, persuasion, perseverance, and problem solving. And I want to highlight those for you because I think we all know those intuitively, but we need to get out there as advocates and put them into practice. And obviously, politeness is where it starts because if you talk to somebody and you are belligerent with them, and I mean, I'm sure we've all been belligerent with the CSR on the phone. I know I have, when we're not quite getting what we want from them. You don't usually get as much as you want. I mean, it's the old, you can attract more flies with honey than you can with vinegar story. So when I want to advocate for myself, the first thing I do is try to set it up at a time when I know I'm going to be in a good mood and I'm not going to be rude to people like I am when I talk to Byron at work or anything like that. So politeness is key. Persuasion. I mean, you have to give the person you're talking to a reason to take an interest in what you're doing. I mean, if you're talking to someone at a restaurant to say, I'd like a Braille menu, you need to give them the reason that having a Braille menu makes your dining experience better, but it also makes their wait staff's life better because they don't have to stand there and read you a menu. So, I mean, there's a way to get people to come to your, to see your side of the problem if you can be persuasive. Third is perseverance, because it doesn't always work out on the first try. But I like to tell myself that no really is just a negative maybe. So like when I was trying to deal with my class situation, I didn't stop when the teacher, you know, said he would do what I needed and then didn't. And I didn't stop when Professor Payne said, well, I'd like to help you, but I don't want to step on people's toes. I had to persevere. I had to take those maybes and turn them into yeses. And so that's something that we all need to do as we advocate for ourselves again. I mean, if I call my credit card company and say, I'd like my statement in a Braille format, please. I mean, how many times has anybody ever called and had been told, no, you can't get that because we don't do it? Well, I called my own bank 3 times before I got somebody to give me my bank statement in Braille. So, you know, it's out there, but the CSR doesn't really even know. They don't have time. So you have to take the no's. I mean, a person that works at Horizons wanted his bank statement in Braille from a company where we produced the Braille bank statements and was told no by the customer service rep. We don't do those. So it's an educational issue with CSRs. They're just trying to get you off the phone. They don't really want to know about Braille. Usually they say nobody ever asks for those. So the good news is that person went through the department that does those statements and worked backwards through the bank to say he wanted his statement in Braille, and now he gets them. But, you know, you have to be persistent and sometimes find an alternate route to get to the results you want. And finally, I think the most important is problem solving, because if you think about it, if you can go into recognize a problem and have a solution and present your solution in a polite and persuasive and persistent way, you'll get what you want. If you go in and say, I have a problem, I need a Braille statement, they'll say, well, we don't do those. If you say, I have a problem, I need a Braille menu, and here's where you can get them, 815-444-8800, then you've helped solve the problem for the person. When I called the dean and asked for the permission to take the class a different way, I had the problem solved for him because I gave him the solution and I'd already worked out all the kinks. So that made it possible for him to say yes much more readily. So I think if you apply all 4 of those, you can get out and be a successful advocate for yourself. And the reason we need each of us to be self-advocates is because it's not enough to just have the NFB in Washington, to have Rose out there telling people that we have our rights or that we need our rights, and equality is our right, because it is. But if we don't take that right and we don't take the next step with it, we haven't gotten anywhere. I mean, as Camille will say, a lot of the banks now offer Braille statements, and some of them come to us to produce those statements, but none of them actually tell their clients that the Braille statements are available. Okay, so we need to be the ones who are out there telling everyone what our needs are and how they can help us accommodate those needs, and not just spread the message by ourselves, but I'm sure all of you know 10 other blind people who aren't here. Get them out there working from the grassroots to explain to the world what we need, why we need it, and why that equality is our right, and help them to see how getting that right is something that's going to be beneficial to all of us. And that's really the message I would like you to leave our talk with, that you're equal, that you can do it, and that we can all do it together. And working together, the rising tide is going to raise all the boats. And I'm going to turn it back to Aaron.
Okay. Good job, George. Great job. Okay. So today we've talked about 3 major things. We've talked about accessibility. Okay. Everything needs to be accessible, whether it's technology with the iPhone, because I know lots of us have it here. I've heard lots of them today. Whether it be Braille or large print statements, whether it be audio statements, everything needs to be accessible. Everything needs to be equal. We've talked about personal advocacy. Now, this is the major important one. How are you supposed to get what you want when nobody else knows how to get you where you want, what you want? Okay? Nobody knows better than you what you need or what you can use to get your job accomplished, whether it be recreation, whether it be, you know, your financial institutions, whether it be your cable company. Okay? Nobody knows better than you what you need to make your life easier and how to get it and where to go to get it. Okay? And independence. Independence. Everybody wants to be independent, because I don't know about you guys, but I really hate when people say, oh, well, let me help you do this, or no, I don't want help, right? I mean, we all want to be independent. So those are the three major things that we talked about today that we want to focus on. And we have to think about those things as three major smaller parts of a whole picture, a larger picture that gets us to where we want to be with being equal. And that's it. So we'd like to thank you for having us here. We appreciate it very much. If anybody does have any questions about billing statements, weekenders, menus, or anything that we can possibly help you with, we are Horizons for the Blind. That's 125 Eric Street, Crystal Lake, Illinois, 60014. Sorry. Wrong zip code. Sorry. 60014. The phone number is 815-451. No, I'm sorry. Wrong phone number again.
I know it. 815-444-8800.
I think Aaron just about gave you his personal number. So
yeah,
if you guys
want to
call Aaron on his cell.
He's trying to get a date again.
Yeah, I had to slip that in there, guys. Sorry, you know.
I think we're the thing that's standing between all of you and lunch, and we don't want to get trampled. But if there's any questions.
Let's take some questions, yeah. Jamal, we'll get you a mic. Hang on. And then Ron Brown is next. You didn't quite get a mic on first, but I didn't hear you fast enough. I got the name out for him.
Okay. Thank you very much. I was listening to your comments about financial institutions and Braille statements. Do you guys do the Braille statements for U.S. Bank?
We can't answer that. However,
Ron Brown had a question too.
Just a quick question. I want to know about the greeting cards. You ship them out of state, and
we ship anything we sell. We ship across the country, so we can send it to anywhere you would like.
Can I get a business card?
Yes, you can. The greeting cards are $250, and that comes with an envelope and a Braille statement. You know, whether it be Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, or whatever. So if you want to come over here, and I'll give you a business card.
All right.
All right, do we have other questions? Any other questions? I'm going to take a couple door prizes if we don't have other questions. Let's give them a hand, guys. Thank you. Yeah.